USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The House and Senate both approve a measure Friday to temporarily reopen the federal government with a short-term spending bill that does not include President Trump's requested $5.7 billion for a border wall.
If we make a fair deal, the American people will be proud of their government for proving that we can put country before party.
The measure, a three-week stopgap spending bill, would reopen shuttered parts of the government through February 15th. Roger Stone, a longtime political advisor to President Trump, says his arrest Friday and the charges filed against him do not accuse him of participating in any conspiracy with Russia.
The charges relate in no way to Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration.
Stone was arrested after a federal grand jury accused him of lying to Congress to cover up his efforts to obtain and share with Trump campaign officials plans by WikiLeaks to publish emails Russian hackers stole from Democrats in 2016. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says a major Cold War-era missile treaty between Russia and the U.S. is in danger, despite all members of the NATO-Russia Council agreeing that the treaty has been crucial to Euro-Atlantic safety.
We have not seen any signs of breakthrough. NATO foreign ministers met on this issue in December, and all allies agree that Russia's SSC-8 system violates the INF treaty.
Western allies say the Russian missile is a threat to Europe and brings closer Washington's withdrawal from a landmark arms control treaty. 3-year-old Kristen Miller was shot and killed Thursday in the backseat of a car on the Southfield Freeway in Detroit, heading to see Sesame Street Live. His godfather, Mario Campbell, tells Fox 2 his 3-year-old son was sitting next to Christian.
My godson and my son was in the car, and I want somebody to talk.
Babies should never have bullets lodged in them.
That's family relative Marilyn Perry. Police still looking for suspects. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 13-year-old male middle school student was killed and another youngster injured Friday afternoon when a school bus collided with a train in Athens, Texas. Athens Unified School District Superintendent Ben Stiles says neighboring school districts have offered to help in the wake of the tragedy.
Just about every superintendent area is called, offering help, and counselors is something that we've taken them up on. And so we'll have many here on Monday when the kids get back.
A 9-year-old girl on the bus was critically injured but stable at last report. They were the only two students on the bus. The driver was found outside in stable condition. There are no crossing arms at the site, but railroad flashing lights were still blinking when rescue officials arrived. A major advertiser decides to change things up for this year's big game. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Coca-Cola pulling back from the Super Bowl after an 11 consecutive year run, opting to run a commercial just before kickoff during the CBS broadcast of the game on February 3rd. But not during the game itself. A Coke is a Coke is a 60-second spot that the officials of the company say will celebrate two brand values, diversity and inclusion. While Andy Warhol's name isn't mentioned on the air, the quote, "A Coke is a Coke and no amount of money can get you a better Coke," comes from the late pop art icon, and it's the inspiration for the ad, which will run in the pregame broadcast just before the national anthem. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.